If you're caring for one of the 16 million Americans living with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you probably have many questions.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Nissan knows it's not about where you go. The real fun comes from getting there. From muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder lets you chase bigger, better, and more exciting adventures. And with a towing capacity of up to 6,000 pounds, you can bring the fun with you. Find your path with the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hamas has submitted its response to the latest ceasefire proposal put forth by the U.S. and endorsed by the U.N. Security Council. A U.S. official says Hamas has questions and additional demands. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli government and Hamas still have competing interests in the type of deal they want to accept. Hamas, we know, wants a deal which at least gives a clear pathway towards a definitive end to the war. The Israeli government is only willing to accept that type of deal if it first can, quote, achieve its objectives.
President Biden traveling to Delaware following the conviction of his son Hunter Biden today. A jury found him guilty on all counts, including lying on a form in 2018 to purchase a weapon and possessing a firearm while abusing drugs. His attorneys plan to appeal. And you may have noticed a dip in gas prices, the national average of regular gas dropping by 9 cents from the last week. This is ABC News. New details about a plan from carmakers to build public charging infrastructure for those electric vehicles.
Durham, North Carolina will be the new headquarters for IANA, the new company made up of seven automakers, including BMW, Honda, and General Motors. The facility is set to feature what the company calls a quarterback lab, where each company can test out software updates and how certain EV technologies work with others. IANA says it wants to eventually build seven of these labs across the country. For now, it's set to bring more than 200 jobs to the Durham area. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The official portrait of King Charles has stirred up controversy since it was first unveiled last month. Now, the 6-foot-tall portrait has been vandalized in a London gallery. Animal activists covered the king's face with a picture of Wallace from the animated series Wallace and Gromit. The piece is on view through the end of the month. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Wine, spirits, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. With thousands of bottles that you get to explore, Total Wine has everything you need and more. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Saturday, July 13th, is the host of Manitowoc Minute and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Baron.
We haven't quite figured out how to say that, big. It took me until I was 18 years old to figure out the phrase beggars can't be choosers wasn't about the guy putting my groceries away.
Purchase your tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and a low near 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Afternoon and evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Mainly sunny Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high right around 80. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Trial is underway in a Fox Valley boat crash from nearly 2 years ago. 53-year-old Jason Lindemann accused of crashing a powerboat into a paddle boat cruiser on the Fox River in Oshkosh in July 2022. The crash injured several people. A big hole leads to a big problem at a Milwaukee area park. A sinkhole 70 feet deep. Left in a park at Whitefish Bay on Sunday, the village's public works director says the cause was found to be the failure of a 90-year-old storm sewer pipe. Fixing it could lead to road closures and limitation on park access. And Madison ranked the second safest major city in America for pedestrians. The National Complete Streets Coalition's Dangerous by Design 2024 report put Madison behind Provo and Orem, Utah, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fleet Farm is the place for the best Father's Day deals around. This week, save $60 on a Milwaukee M18 cordless two-tool combo kit. Now just $169. Get a 28-inch Blackstone griddle with cover and accessories on sale for $249.99. And bring the kids June 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to decorate a free grilling apron just for Dad. Treat your special guy to everyday favorites and more this Father's Day at Fleet Farm.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that there are 1.27 million dairy cows in Wisconsin, producing over 2 billion pounds of milk each month? 90% of that milk is used by 126 Wisconsin cheese plants to make over 2.8 billion pounds of cheese each year. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory and Gift Shop. From cheese boxes to collectible gifts, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit the O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Facebook page for June Dairy Month specials.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. The Pepin County Health Department will be distributing Narcan to area businesses and residents. Pepin County Health Officer Heidi Stewart says the health department has a supply of Narcan that is now available.
At the health department, we have a supply of Narcan that's available to the community. We also provide it to our first responders, so ambulances, law enforcement, fire. And the community piece of it, if somebody has a reason that they believe that they should have Narcan and should carry it, we can provide that training, we can provide that education, how to recognize an overdose, how to use the Narcan, what to do after you use the Narcan, and then we can provide them with that supply.
Recently, the health department did training with Pepin County Tavern League members to allow members to have Narcan available at their establishments. Lawyers for the now teenager who's accused of killing Lily Peters continues to fight to keep his case out of adult court. Both the defense and prosecution have filed their briefs with the appellate court. The suspect in the case was 14 years old when Chippewa Falls police said he beat, raped, and strangled Peters as she was walking home back in 2022. The case has lingered for over 2 years because of a judicial backlog and because of the back and forth over whether the case should be tried in adult court. A judge back in January ordered the case moved to adult court and ordered that trial begin soon. A new urgent care center is now open in Chippewa Falls. Oakleaf Clinics said it opened the doors for the clinics on Lakeland Drive. The clinic would be open Monday through Friday, 8 until 5 through the end of June, and open 8 a.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Friday starting on July 1st. Another Oakleaf Clinic is set to open in Menominee next week. Oakleaf Clinic is opening up clinics in the former Prevea Health Clinics that recently closed in western Wisconsin. Madison police say more people were hurt than first thought in Sunday's shooting at the Lux. That city's police department said 12 people were hurt in the shooting. Officers say 10 people were grazed by bullets, one person was injured by broken glass, and another hurt their shoulder while trying to get away from the gunfire. Madison police continue to say they don't have any suspects or a motive in the shooting, though investigators did say the party where the shooting happened was not authorized. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of a new policy regarding the license plate reader cameras, an update on the fence on North Eau Claire Street, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The sheriff in Barron County is reminding people about life jackets after a water rescue over the weekend. Deputies had to rescue two kayakers who went into the water on the Red Cedar River below the Makana Dam. The sheriff said the two kayakers were wearing life jackets, which kept them floating while they were hanging onto a tree in the heavy current. The sheriff's department says the case is an example of just how important and life-saving life jackets can be. One person is dead and one is in custody after a homicide in La Crosse County. The sheriff's department there said yesterday it received a 911 call from the town of Shelby. When deputies arrived, they found a woman who was dead. The sheriff's office says deputies then arrested a person in connection with her death. There's no word yet on how the woman died or what led up to her killing. Investigators in La Crosse say they're treating the case as a homicide. A Democrat will keep the chair at the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Ann Jacobs, who was voted in unanimously on Monday. She previously served as the chair during the 2020 presidential election. The six-member panel is made up of three Republicans and three Democrats and handles oversight of the election process in Wisconsin. They do not run the election, however. That task is left up to local clerks in towns, cities, and counties. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the effort to recall him has, again, fallen short. The speaker is up for re-election in November, but that hasn't dissuaded recall organizers. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has until June 28th to determine whether there are enough valid signatures on a second set of recall petitions. The commission previously rejected the first attempt to recall Voss for lacking enough valid signatures. Voss last week said he found thousands of invalid signatures, including many collected from outside of his current district, others that signed more than once, and still others collected beyond the allowable time. Voss says recall organizers, who include former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, as well as supporters of former President Donald Trump, have misrepresented his record as a conservative and even have accused him of being a communist. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
A now viral TikTok video is showing the reaction of TSA agents at a Minnesota airport when a man tried to carry 10 cans of Spam onto the plane. The video posted late last month showed the Massachusetts man trying to board a flight at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport when a TSA agent started pulling the Spam cans from his carry-on. He told the agency the cans came straight from the factory and included special flavors like teriyaki. The agent performed a test on the cans, but let him through with his prize. The video so far has been viewed nearly 500,000 times and generated more than 3,000 comments. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Elliot excited for Iowa Cup debut. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Bike Riders is the motion picture event roaring into theaters June 21st.
I built this club out of nothing.
Inspired by true events, USA Today hails the Bike Riders as a must-see summer movie. Starring Jodie Comer.
The club is changing.
Austin Butler.
Is that who we are now?
And Tom Hardy.
This is our family.
Outsiders become legends. The Bike Riders, rated R, under 17 on admitted without parent. Written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Only in theaters, June 21st.
Chase Elliott is ready for the inaugural NASCAR Cup Series race at Iowa Speedway this weekend. Back in 2014 and 15, the Hendrick Motorsports pilot, then racing for Junior Motorsports, racked up two Xfinity Series top fives in four races. So it's no surprise he's ready to tackle the 7/8 mile oval again.
I enjoyed going out there when we were racing there. I assume it has not changed much back then. The track was super racy and really wide, but beyond that, the fan turnout was really, really good. And I know there was always a ton of chatter about wanting everybody out there wanting a cup race. You know, man, we want a cup race. We want a cup race. So I just hope that that enthusiasm is still there.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
A big change at minicamp. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Packers back on the practice field today, and so is something that we haven't seen before. New video boards that allow for real-time study on the practice field. Coach Matt LaFleur said that Josh Jacobs had experience with the instant feedback boards from his time with the Raiders. Also, the Atlanta Falcons have been experimenting with the boards as well. Although this is a mandatory minicamp, LaFleur also said today that he's excused veterans Xavier McKinney, Jair Alexander, and Keyshawn Nixon from them because they had already exceeded their workout goals for the offseason. Meanwhile, Jordan Love mostly coy about his upcoming contract extension, but he did say that he was optimistic that a deal could be done before training camp, as general manager Brian Gutekunst said last week on Packers flagship 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. To baseball, the Brewers will try to make it two straight tonight at home against the Blue Jays. Carlos Rodriguez will be making his major league debut on the mound for Milwaukee. First pitch is at 7:10. Entering play tonight, the Brewers' lead in the NL Central is 7 games. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Champions are crowned in softball and lacrosse, including a record win streak coming to an end. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
It was a busy weekend of state tournaments, including the first ever WIAA Boys and Girls Lacrosse Championships. After taking down undefeated and top-ranked Wanakian sectional play, the Middleton Boys Lacrosse Squad kept things going on Saturday, scoring twice in the final 2 minutes to secure a 7-6 win over Nina. The Girls Championship game was a close one as well, with the Kettemarain Badger Co-op hanging on for an exciting 17-15 victory against University School. One of the big stories heading into the 48th WIAA Softball State Tournament was the Carcona Galloping Ghosts and their lengthy winning streak. However, that came to an end in the D1 State Semifinals when Milton took down Carcona 5-3, ending a 108-game winning streak. Milton didn't quite have enough left in the tank in the final, however, as Kenosha Bradford scored its first title with a 9-3 victory. It was a first in Division 2 as well, where Waupun took down Mosinee 7-3 for the championship. The string of firsts continued in the next two divisions as well, as Prescott captured the D3 crown by defeating Laconia, and Fall Creek shut out Cuba City for the Division 4 title. In a rematch of last season's Division 5 state title game, Pacelli rallied for 3 runs in the fifth and scored a second consecutive championship 4-3 over Oakfield. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking landowners to host fall gun deer hunting opportunities for hunters with disabilities. The deadline to apply is Monday, July 1st. More details when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR is looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities for a special firearms deer hunt that will take place October 5th to the 13th. To be part of the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities program, landowners must have at least 60 acres available, be able to host at least 3 hunters, and complete an online application by Monday, July 1st. The DNR asks that interested landowners fill in all the property information fields on the application. The Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities began in 1992 and provides hunting opportunities for approximately 400 hunters each year. The hunt is only possible with the generous support of landowner sponsors. The Wisconsin DNR believes in giving people with disabilities the opportunity to partake in the Badger State's time-honored traditions. For more information, visit the DNR's Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Hunters with Disabilities. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and a low near 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Afternoon and evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Mainly sunny Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high right around 80. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A market that I think all throughout today's trading session, everybody was saying the same thing. Are those numbers actually moving? We're going to talk more about what happened in today's market trade. Some say disappointments when we saw the drop like we did within the grain complex. But we'll talk about what's going on in this cattle market, what we see on the grain side as well. Kyle Bumstead joins us with Allendale, and we're going to have to start out on this cattle side. And you were talking earlier in the day with me about a back and fill on this cattle market. What's been your takeaway of how they traded for a Tuesday?
Well, Susan, to me, it was very quiet trade here. A little bit of back and fill here from yesterday. We did see some short covering here yesterday. And for the week, Tuesday to Tuesday, I looked at that number where we closed last Tuesday versus where we closed today. Feeders were up and fats were slightly higher. So I'm looking at the commitments to traders on Friday, and I'm saying that, you know, the funds and non-commercials were likely buyers in the feeder cattle complex up to the close today. And they were likely light buyers, maybe some short covering here in the fats, given where they closed at here today, I mean, in relation to last Tuesday. So obviously it looks fairly decent if you can start to get the funds to cover some shorts in here or start to go long. But I do want to look at something else here as far as the cattle are concerned. Looking at this feeder cattle index, the feeder cattle index looks like it depends on when the Merck updates it, how they, you know, how they put some of their video sales in there. There's a couple of big video sales going on right now, but I think the feeder cattle index is probably going to make new all-time highs here today when the Merck posts it here later today. Of course, cash feeder has been on fire out there in the countryside, and it's a time of the year where feeders do tend, you know, push higher at this time of year, Susan.
Well, looking at this market and the cash movement, kind of what's been your takeaway? When you look at these prices, I understand, too, that the amount of cows that are going to sale, not as heavy as what we've seen before. Kind of a double-folded question there.
Well, that is kind of seasonal too here. We don't have as many cows going to slaughter this time of year because a lot of the culling has been done. Now we start to get into that late July, early August time frame. You're going to start to see more of the old cows hit, hit the truck, you know, headed to town, because they're going to find out if they're bred or not, and then they're going to, you know, cull them or whatever they're going to do. Most of the time, the numbers start to pick up. As far as cow slaughter production starts to pick up once you get after that Labor Day time frame, it really starts to pick up because you're pulling them calves off, and if you know you got some open cows, you bring them into town too. There's no sense in feeding them hay all winter long, you know, given where the price of hay has been the last few years. But it's kind of that way. It's been always been that way seasonally.
Well, and it's nice to have the pasture conditions that we have right now.
Yes, that's correct. Now, there's a lot of grass out here, you know. 2 months ago, didn't know if we were going to have any grass, and now we've got grass everywhere. So I think that's a lot of keeping the bid underneath this feeder cattle market, too, is, you know, there's grass out there, and guys want to put something on it. And I also know that there's a lot of hay getting put up, too, right now. We get some dry spells in here. If we do get some dry weather, a week of dry weather, there's going to be a lot of hay knocked out here in central Nebraska and put up in good quality condition here if we can keep the rain on.
What's your takeaway of these boxed beef prices as of late?
That's a very good question. I'm actually looking for boxes here to potentially be putting in some sort of a top here if they haven't already topped. I think they could grind sideways to lower here as we get into the dog days of summer. The only thing that's really going to keep them propped up, I think, is if the packer starts reducing kills even more than they already have. So I think boxed beef is just a matter of time before we start to see that work its way lower.
And what about consumer demand and confidence on that side of it?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I know I've been very vocal about how I don't think the consumer has money, but obviously they're still buying the product. And you're still seeing economic numbers or, numbers of the economy still good or coming out that are good on all these reports. So, you know, as long as the stock market keeps going up, I think there's going to be some demand there from the consumer. But if we see the stock market roll over, you could see that demand start to dwindle.
Do you think these hogs can turn themselves around, Kyle?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. A lot of folks have thought hogs would turn themselves around about $5 to $6 ago, but they made new lows on the day going into the end of the day. So, to me, I think it looks to me like we're going to be probably opening a little bit lower here again on Wednesday. And when you look at the funds here, they were net sellers again, likely here. We see that commence traders on Friday, just due to the fact that we closed a lot lower than we did last Tuesday. So I'm looking for the funds. Actually, at some point in time, that rubber band's going to get stretched too thin, and they're going to come back in here, and they're going to be owning these hogs. So I just don't see anything quite yet that gives me that signal to buy hogs.
Well, we'll talk more about this in the second half, but we've got a big data dump tomorrow. Do you see any of that information that comes out taking a toll or affecting the way these livestock trade?
Probably not. I think that there's just going to be some, there's just going to be fewer revisions probably towards the back of it. And really, WASDE really doesn't, it talks with some livestock in there, but there's really not a lot of emphasis put on it, Susan.
All right, what are the other things you want to keep an eye on for this livestock complex as we move through the rest of this week?
Yep, I want to keep an eye on cash cattle trade here. A lot of folks said it was really bullish with the cash trade last Friday, but when you look at the numbers, the average over everything, we really didn't do much week over week. So I'm looking at steady at best trade here, especially if you're starting to see some heat move into the plains like we were talking about here a little bit ago. You start to see some heat move in here on some of these cattle feeding regions, you're going to see some guys that are willing to dump some cattle here just because, you know, they don't want to take the stress on the livestock and stress in general. So you could see some cattle get moved here, you know, maybe a little early. Seasonally, put a bottom in the weights in mid-June, but weights are still, high. We're still running record weights right now, and I think part of that has to do with the steer slaughter. So we need to keep in mind here what we're slaughtering for steers versus heifers, and is that skewing our weight just a little bit.
And of course, we're going to start to see a pickup in those sale barns, those specialty sales, into the month of July in the next couple weeks here.
That's right. That's right. You're going to see a lot of your special sales, your barbecue sales, and things like that get heated up out there in the country. You see a lot of video sales come online too. So, and when it comes to those sales, it's all in how the Merck interprets what they're going to put into that data as far as when they calculate the index.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. We come back, we're going to flip gears and take a look at the grain side of everything today. And, of course, as we mentioned at the start of the show, the corn had a bit of a sell-off here. By the end of the session, is the wheat kind of in a correction type of phase? We'll talk more about that and outside market influences with the big data dump everybody's been talking about coming out tomorrow. More's coming up. Stick around. The second half of the Channel Final Bell is around the corner here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue today with Kyle Bumstead. So let's talk about this grain market. I mean, just like in the livestock, this grains today definitely did not have a lot of excitement. I think maybe some positioning ahead of tomorrow's stuff, which we'll get to in a minute. But talk about this corn market. You were talking about how it just kind of had a sell-off here as the session wrapped up today.
Well, that's right. And I mean, we saw a couple days here where we saw a decent bounce in some of the spreads and the basis has been improving, but looks to me like there's still some non-commercial selling here that's been taking place here. We did see here towards the end of the session, as we, you know, kind of just mentioned here shortly, the sell-off here towards the end of the day, the commercials, they kind of had their business done and they went home for the day, and that's what kind of pulled the bid out from underneath this market, left a little bit of air underneath it. So that's why I think we saw a setback. Now, basis has been slightly improving here nationwide, so is the National Cash Corn Price Index. That's been improving as well too. So that's friendly, but I also think part of this is because guys just aren't selling. There's still a little bit of busy work being done out there as far as farming and whatnot. Finishing up planting and spraying and things like that. So guys really aren't sitting in the trucks delivering. Now, if we get this December corn, I'm looking at new crop December corn. If we get back up towards that 480 to 485 level, that's going to be a decent retracement here from the recent sell-off that we had. So going to be some time there to be potentially pulling the trigger on some more sales. Soybeans was kind of the same thing. We did see some commercial selling here, and everyone's like, yeah, but we sold beans to China. Well, China wasn't here today because you look at the spreads. They were all getting sold off pretty hard too. So another thing that's kind of skewing us here is we're on day two, going into day three on the Goldman roll. So you're seeing them getting out of July positions now. You can argue it both ways: are they going to August in the beans, or are they going clear out to November in the beans, or are they going to September in the corn? Are they going clear out to December in corn? So this is where it gets a little bit weird as far as volume and open interest. So I don't know, as on the beans, I've seen them go to August because they have to get out next month anyway. So they're probably going to September or November as far as the soybeans go. So we just need to look at the volume and open interest there. Corn, they're probably going to be splitting it between September and December because September is kind of that hybrid old crop, new crop. Don't really know what it is. It has trouble identifying what it is. So you're probably going to see a little bit of open interest go there just based off of, you know, there's some old crop demand out there yet too. We've had some okay exports. And so I'm looking at that saying, okay, there's the reason here merchandisers are pushing here to try to get a little bit. And I do think at some point in time we could see some train or some business go out of the PNW here as far as getting some trains lashed up and headed out from the Midwest with some corn.
Well, you know, we had that crop progress report that came out yesterday, and I know you don't weigh a lot heavily on what those numbers had to say, but I found it interesting when they were talking about the number of unplanted corn acres as of this point. And I know it's only the 11th of June, but the pressure is on.
I suppose, but unplanted corn acres, I mean, are they talking percentage wise or are they talking acres wise? Because we don't know what either number is going to be. We don't know what a percentage it's. There's a lot of people that said, you know, corn's 95% planted, but 95% of what?
Right.
We don't know what the actual number is. So that's what kind of slays me when people get all balled up and say trade's really watching that. Well, maybe, maybe not. If they're really watching, how come corn wasn't higher today? That's what I'm looking at, because if this is supposed to be so bullish, then corn should have been higher, or should have been, you know, exponentially higher today if we're not planting the corn acres. So the corn's getting planted and everyone says, well, you don't have crop insurance. You still have crop insurance, to my knowledge. It's just a little bit less of a rate. So, you know, there's still that out there. People kind of, you know, scaring around there saying, oh, you don't have crop insurance. Yeah, if you probably got crop insurance, but you're going to have some crop insurance. It's probably just not going to be at the full rate that you had, you know, when they had the cutoff date. So, you know, I really don't put much emphasis into it. Just like tomorrow, I'm not going to put any emphasis on the USDA report either, because that number's already traded in. And when you look at the way things have been moving here as far as corn basis and things like that, yeah, probably going to trim some of the old crop balance sheets. So there's that we need to look forward to. And there's been a lot of chatter recently in the wheat market too about Russia, but we've had, what, over almost $1.20 sell-off in wheat, and wheat was up 20 cents today. Good deal. Yeah, we had a 20-cent rally after we broke over a buck. So, I mean, the wheat is the biggest story here and just kind of shows us there's a lot of carry in that market, and when we get towards the end of the month, I think it's the 20th or the 21st of June, they're probably going to update the storage rate on wheat, and it's probably going to go to 11 cents a month. So that means there's a lot of carry in that wheat market, meaning we don't have a lot of demand for U.S. wheat. We've got plenty of wheat, and we're coming into wheat harvest right now, too. So I'm really not bullish on wheat, given that factor here that they're putting more carry in the market, and that's just saying, you know, sell it and roll out the hedges and be short from a higher level, or hold it and sell it later is what it's looking like to me.
I think you just made an interesting statement as well, as we get ready to wrap this up, is don't put a lot of weight on these report information that comes out tomorrow.
No, because you're going to trade it for about maybe 10 minutes, and then it's going to go back to focusing on weather, which weather doesn't look to be threatening bullish or bearish right now. It looks to be pretty good. Everyone's like, well, there's a lot of hot, dry weather supposed to be forecasted, but we've had a lot of moisture and we've gotten a lot of reserves. And I get it. There's a few areas in the Corn Belt that don't have the rain. They didn't get the rain. I get it. But in general, the drought monitor has been shrinking and we've gotten the moisture. So we need some hot, dry weather to get this crop up and moving, Susan.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Kyle?
Call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Pick it up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com or wherever you subscribe. It's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. Earlier this spring, the largest solar storm since 2003 provided millions of Americans with a view of the Northern Lights. But it also disrupted GPS signals for farmers in the middle of planting season. The impact was substantial, and I'll have the details after this. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability, and see how they support their farmers through the value chain. The solar storms that impacted the United States in recent weeks didn't just light up the sky, they brought modern agriculture to a sudden halt. As GPS networks froze under the onslaught of solar activity, farmers found themselves grappling with interrupted planting schedules and disrupted operations. The impact was significant. Dr. Terry Griffin, ag economics professor at Kansas State University, says the downtime caused by the GPS shutdown led to substantial revenue losses for farmers. Some reported intermittent issues, while others saw their equipment grind to a halt in the midst of the May planting window.
Dr. Griffin described the losses as non-trivial, with the financial toll varying depending on the duration of the shutdown and the size of the farm operation. With GPS technology playing a crucial role in modern farming practices, the loss of signal meant more than just a pause in fieldwork. It meant the inability to accurately map fields, analyze yield, or participate in essential data services. For farmers, the disruption highlighted the vulnerability of agriculture to space weather events, and it underscored the need for protective measures to mitigate against future risks. Looking ahead, experts warned that the likelihood of future solar storms disrupting GPS signals remains high. Brian Basher of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration's Space Weather Prediction Center emphasizes the cyclical nature of solar activity. In light of these challenges, farmers are urged to prepare for future disruptions by investing in resilient technology and developing contingency plans. Dual-frequency GPS receivers, capable of calibrating signals for enhanced accuracy, offer a potential solution for mitigating the impact of distorted GPS signals during solar storms. Additionally, growers can monitor solar activity through NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center, and that allows farmers to stay informed and up to date. I'll have more details when we come back.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With the sun entering its most active phase, the likelihood of more solar storms impacting GPS service remains high, since nearly 70% of U.S. farms utilize GPS for something in the operation. Preparing for disruptions and being aware of solar weather are key ways to minimize its impact on your farm. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that in 1890, the nation's first dairy school was created at UW-Madison? That year, Stephen Babcock created the milk fat test that allowed dairymen to determine which cows produced the richest milk, the best for cheesemaking. That test is still used today, and UW-Madison remains the country's top dairy science department. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Security Financial Bank, serving Wisconsin's dairy industry for over 80 years. Visit sfbank.com for more information. Security Financial Bank, member FDIC.
At SFB Security Financial Bank, our agricultural relationship managers don't just know about banking. They possess hands-on experience in the agriculture industry. With long-term expertise and first-hand knowledge of the industry, our staff has your agricultural banking needs covered. Contact us today to learn how we can help. Security Financial Bank, Black River Falls, Bloomer, Durand, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, and River Falls. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight and a low near 60. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Afternoon and evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Mainly sunny Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high right around 80. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hang up that red dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I wanna see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. And talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you do." Third grade romance, low-rent rendezvous. And he said, "I'll even tell you that I love you. Yeah.
Yes, I have, but only a time or two. Dirt Road Romance, the Red Rendezvous. Dirt Road Romance, the Red Rendezvous. Dirt Road Romance, the Red Rendezvous.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. Warning on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good. It's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. Guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine.